Hello to everyone, to all our friends all around. We're in our daily meeting, our special meeting, in which we are reading together from the Book of Zohar. And we will start, as we're used to, with direction from our teacher, Dr. Kabbalist Michael Lankman. So please, the whole answer of why we need to study, especially the Book of Zohar, he writes a lot about the Book of Zohar, Baal HaSulam, and altogether all the Kabbalists, that this is the source of those surrounding lights, the most beneficial source that, and to the extent in which we engage in it, accordingly we enter ourselves under the influence of the surrounding light, and it operates upon us and brings us closer to correction. So we're going to be reading from Zohar for All, Volume 1, the Introduction to the Book of Zohar. We are in the 14th commandment, in item number
252. When the day begins and the Kedusha governs the world, that other side diminishes itself and hides through the Sabbath night and throughout the Sabbath day, except for Asimon and his entire sect, who walk on the candles in secret to see the revealing of the intercourse. Afterwards, they hide in the hall of the great deep. When the Sabbath was over, several armies and camps fly and roam the world. This is why the psalm of evildoers, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, was written so that they would not govern the holy nation. The sentence was for the Sitra Achra to be able to clothe in bodies. Had they managed to clothe in bodies, the land would have been given to the hands of wickedness. Then the bodies and offspring coming to the world would all be from the evil of the Sitra Achra. They would not have the strength to be corrected in the good side forever. Therefore, had the other side come first on that night, before the good side came, the world would have been unable to resist them for even a moment, because their filth would govern all the offspring in the world. And it would be impossible to cling to the good side even for a moment. But the Creator prevented it and skipped to start the day ahead of him, arriving before the other side, since the Kedusha of the Sabbath preceded the Sitra Achra. And the light of rest and arrest appeared in the world, yielding and dropping the Sitra Achra and all the shells to the hall of the great deep. Hence, the world existed because through it, an opportunity came to beget bodies and spirits from the good side in a coupling on the Sabbath night, and the world exists in the desirable manner. It was said that he skipped to start the day ahead of him, since anything that does not follow the order of the system of the worlds is called skipping. And since the Kedusha of the Sabbath comes only by awakening from above, since man has not made any repentance and correction to be worthy of it, but the emanator himself brought the remedy for the world's correction first. Hence, it is called skipping. And instead of the plan of the Sitra Achra to be established in the world and strengthening, the good side was established and strengthened on that night. Since that night, after the flaw of the tree of knowledge was to rightly belong solely to the construction of the Sitra Achra in all his might. And this is what the Sitra Achra thought. But the opposite took place. Dusha took his place, and holy bodies and spirits from the good side were built on that night. Since preparation was made that anyone who makes a coupling on that night extends bodies and spirits from the good side, where there is no grip to the Sitra Achra whatsoever. The complete opposite of the plan of the Sitra Achra. For this reason, the time of sages who know it is from Sabbath to Sabbath. Since then the bodies and the spirits are built from the good side, because then the Sitra Achra sees that what he had planned to do, the good side did first. He contemplated being built and strengthened on that night of the Sabbath. But in the end, the side of Dusha was built. At that time, the Sitra Achra walks and roams through several of her evil camps and sides and sees them all naked, performing intercourse on their beds by the candlelight. And all the children that are born from them suffer from epilepsy. And the Sitra Achra places evil spirits over those children, wicked spirits that are called evildoers. Because of them, Lilith is over them and kills them. But when the day begins, the sanctity of the day governs the world. The Sitra Achra diminishes himself and hides throughout the night of the Sabbath and the day of the Sabbath. Hence, then is the time of the wise. The exception is the evildoer called Simon and his entire camp, who walk in secret with candles to see the revealing of the intercourse and then hide in the hole of the great deep. Although that Asimon has the power to see the intercourse by candlelight on the Sabbath too, he does not have the power to harm on Sabbath, but must promptly return to the hole of the great deep. Only after the Sabbath can he harm. Explanation. Rabbi Shimon sensed a question here about the words, the time of sages is from Sabbath to Sabbath. Each day at midnight, the Creator walks with the righteous in the Garden of Eden, and there is coupling for the sages, and not necessarily on Sabbath nights. To explain that, he elaborated on the difference between a coupling on Sabbath and a coupling on a weekday in performing intercourse by candlelight. According to the literal meaning of the words, the difference is that on nights of weekdays, the Sitra Achra has the power to strike the newborn children with epilepsy. And Lilith has the power to kill them. But on Sabbath nights, although there is the evildoer, Asimon, and his sect, who have the power to see them on Sabbath too, at that time he does not have the power to harm them, but only after the Sabbath. There is a correction for that as well in the separation. In prayer and in separating over the cup, the power of this evildoer is completely annulled. Thus, there is a big difference between a coupling on the Sabbath night and a coupling of a night of a weekday at midnight. There are lights of light, the ranping, the upper unification, and there are lights of fire, nukva of Zeranpin, the lower unification. Also, there are three discernments in her flame. First, white light. Second, azure light under the white light. Three, a crude thing such as fat or oil or wick, to which the azure clings. The azure lights is the judgment in the flame, hence it is a consuming fire that eats and consumes everything that is below it. It eats the fat and the wick. To which it clings. Also, white light is the mercy in her, because white means mercy. For this reason, the children of one who performs intercourse by candlelight suffer from epilepsy, and Lilith can kill them, because the azure light of the candle, the quality of judgment, because the azure light of the candle, the quality of judgment is there, and the Sitra Achra has the power to cling to the coupling. This is so because their bodies, the filth of the serpent that exists in the bodies of the performers, appears through the quality of judgment, and each finds its own kind and awakens. Thus, the coupling was permitted at midnight, specifically in the dark, when there is no light, because when it was said of Malchut, she rises while it is still night, and the mercy appear. However, if there is candlelight there, it causes the filth to appear in bodies. The Sitra Achra clings to the coupling and sees all those who are performing intercourse naked by candlelight. Through the light of the candle, the Sitra Achra sees the disclosed filth in their bodies and slenders them, clinging to their coupling. However, on the Sabbath night, all the judgments come out of her, and the azure light turns into white light too, by which it was permitted to perform intercourse even by the light of the candle. Moreover, even the filth in man's body completely disappears by the power of sanctity of the Sabbath. There is no longer fear of exposing the body by the candlelight. It was said about it, except for Asimon and his entire sect, who walked by candles in hiding to see the revealing of the intercourse. Even on Sabbath, when the azure light becomes white and there is no judgment there at all, it is still necessary for the candlelight to cling to something crude. This is necessarily considered judgment, because a crude thing is turbid and implies judgments. But on Sabbath, the judgment form is not apparent in it, and is regarded as an unstamped coin. It is unknown what it is. Hence, this evildoer, implied in the crude thing to which the candle clings, is called a simon, which is an unstamped coin. This is why it was said that they walk by the candles in hiding, for it is the crude thing that extends in hiding with the candle, for the candle would not burn without it. Hence, he sees the revealing of the coupling and can thus harm him after the end of the Sabbath. Indeed, because of the revealing of their bodies, there is no fear on the eve of the Sabbath, because the filth of the body is not apparent on Sabbath. But after the Sabbath, he has the power to reveal the form of evil in him and harm him. And although on Sabbath, Simon and his sect cannot harm, because there is still no form of evil in him, after the Sabbath, he and his sect reacquire their form and fly out of the great deep into the settled place and roam the world and may harm. This is why the psalm of damagers was set up. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. For by this repentance and prayer, the one who dwells in the shelter is saved from them.
We're going to hear a clip now from Rav Lightman. We don't know what we're reading about. It's not important. Let's look, instead of these things that we think that we understand from this world, what it is inside, within us. I remember myself how I started to locate these things within a lady, a castle, the left line, right line, sun, moon, earth. We need to concentrate and distance completely from the objects of our world that we know under those names. Let's seek within us those qualities. That's how we move from the imaginary reality to our internal reality. We're learning, in the next lesson we're going to learn the perception of reality. And then we will see, and we'll talk about this, about the extent in which these forces depict to us upon our inner screen. This is what we depict, imagine these things as being outside. So here the work is opposite. Instead of the Zohar saying to us, these things that are happening outside, let's imagine them or depict them within. That they're only forces. It's like you're watching a computer monitor, a screen. You see games there, life. But it's clear to us all, that these are electronic vectors that are giving us, electric vectors that are giving us this picture, and not that this thing exists. We can take these electronic pulses and items and build from those vectors all kinds of pictures. And not that they exist in some place and came to us through the wire. Altogether, they don't exist anywhere. We're seeing them. We're building them. And the same thing in us. Therefore, the Zohar on one hand talks with words of this world. On the other hand, we must each time concentrate ourselves within ourselves upon this inner picture. Where are those qualities within me? So we are going to continue with 253.
To which place do they roam on that night after the Sabbath? When they come out in a hurry and contemplate ruling the world over the holy nation, they see them standing in prayer and saying the psalm, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High." First separating within the prayer, and then separating over the cup. They fly away from there. They walk and roam and arrive in the desert. May the Merciful One save us from them and from the evil side. This relates only to the end of the Sabbath, not to all the nights of the week, since at the end of Sabbath, there is still a record from the Kedusha of Shabbat. Why do they fly out and rise from the great deep when Sabbath ends? When they come out in a hurry and contemplate ruling the world over the holy nation, Israel, and see them standing in prayer, saying, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High," first saying the separation in prayer, and then separation on the wine. They leave and fly out of them. They walk and wander and arrive in the desert, a place where people do not dwell. Thus, people are saved from them. The Sitra Achra has three places. First, on Sabbath, they are in the hall of the great deep and are powerless to harm. Two, at the end of Sabbath, through prayer and separation, they are in the desert, a place where there are no people. They have the power to harm, but they are repelled from the settled place. Three, on the rest of the nights, they are present in settled places too. 254. Three are the ones who inflict harm upon themselves. First, one who curses himself. Two, one who throws bread or crumbs more than the size of an olive. Three, one who lights the candle at the end of Sabbath before Israel reach the service, Dusha, and you are holy. With the fire, he causes the lighting of the fire of hell until their time comes.
We're moving to another clip from Dr. Michael Lightman. Zohar without connection is not beneficial. As it's written in the Book of Zohar, just as Baal HaSulam writes about the Book of Zohar, that there was never such a connection between people that like it was between the students of Rabbi Shimon. And also the word itself of the writing of the book called Connection. What's to compose, to connect? Because the Kabbalists, these people never wrote books without connection between them. As within the connection between them, they attained the upper content, which is what they wrote. Therefore, it's not a composition that I compose letters together or pages or, you know, binding of pages. But rather, the connection, this composition, this book is called connection because its content is attained by connection. Also, that's why a person is called a composer or an author, which in the word Hebrew is also connector. With these words of Rav Michael Dr. Lightman, we are going to meet again